There has been a long-standing tradition in our diocese that on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we cross the diocese, every parish, every pulpit, there's a message from the bishop. And this, I know for sure it goes back to Bishop Olmsted, but I don't know how far it goes beyond that, but if it started with Gerber or what. But this fourth Sunday of Advent, we have this message from Bishop Kimmy. And I remember a couple of years ago at one of our clergy conferences, he told the priest, like, this is my Christmas present to you. You don't have to prepare a homily for one of the weekends. And then it's also a Christmas present for all of you guys because you don't have to listen to one of my homilies because this will be quite a bit shorter. So, but with that, it's the appeal, the annual appeal on Christmas Day for the Christmas Call to Sharing, which that fund directly supports priests, retired priests, and our seminarians. And we are very blessed in this diocese. I think most of you are aware of this, that we really, per capita, we have the highest number of seminarians per capita anywhere in the United States. 51 men are currently studying for the priesthood for our diocese, which is just unheard of for 115,000 Catholics. Nobody else comes even close to that, even, you know, some of the other Midwest diocese. But with that, 51 seminarians, it's roughly 36,000 per head per year is what it costs to educate a guy. So, I mean, that's pretty close to 2 million just for the seminarians, let alone the retired priests. So that's what this appeal is addressing. And, you know, I didn't realize this because I grew up in the Diocese of Wichita, but you go elsewhere and there's pretty much, and when I was in St. Paul, Minnesota, when I was in St. Louis, pretty much every other weekend there was a second collection. You'd do your regular parish collection and then the priest would get up and say, well, we're taking up a second collection for the missions or for this hospital or what, you know, whatever the thing was. But we don't do that here in our diocese. We have two special collections throughout the year, one on Christmas and one at Easter. And so this Christmas appeal is that call to sharing. So here's the bishop's message for that.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, peace be with you. We gather today for the fourth Sunday of Advent. As we do so, our anticipation of the Christmas celebration grows. This Sunday, we light the fourth of the candles in the Advent wreath, signaling that Christ, who was born for us in Bethlehem so long ago, remains the light of the world. I hope and pray that these last Advent days will be filled with the hope of the incarnation of the Word made flesh and the light of Christmas joy and peace. As is our tradition, I come to you as your bishop on this fourth Sunday of Advent each year to make a special stewardship appeal on behalf of our priests and seminarians. The Christmas call to sharing is our diocesan response to the responsibility I have as bishop to form our seminarians and future priests, and to care for our infirm and retired priests. In the past, our diocese has been extraordinarily generous in this appeal. I am hopeful that this year will be no different. So at the beginning, I simply ask that you consider a generous gift to the Christmas call to sharing this year to express your gratitude for the services of our priests and to ensure that we will have well-formed priests in our future. We are indeed truly blessed in our diocese with currently 51 seminarians, 38 of whom are in our own St. Joseph House of Formation. Their formation, which extends over several years, is vital for them to develop into men of virtue and holiness. I am proud of each of them. You can be proud of them as well. They are generous, thoughtful, and dedicated young men. We thank God for each of them and ask the Lord to guide them on their path, which for many of them may very well lead to one day serve as priests in our diocese. One day, one or another of them may very well be your parish priest or chaplain in one of our high schools. We are also blessed in our priests who now serve the Lord in our diocese. They are hardworking, dedicated, sincere, and good-natured men who, after many years of faithful service, are looking forward to a period of rest and retirement. It is my hope that your gift will help us provide that retirement benefit for for all of our priests who reach that stage of their service. In today's second reading, we heard St. Paul in his letter to the Romans refer to himself as one called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Set apart for the gospel of God. These words powerfully describe our priests. The call to the priesthood is a call to be set apart, to dedicate one's entire life to a mission. The mission is nothing less than Christ's mission for salvation. This mission must determine everything in the priest's life, how he lives, how he serves, and the way he conducts himself. Indeed, every aspect of the priest's life is influenced by the fact that at ordination, he has been set apart for this purpose. The mission of the priest, as it was for St. Paul and those who came after him, and those called after us, is to bring about in you, our beloved people, the obedience of faith, which leads us to God and the salvation he offers us. This is why we priests exist. This is why Jesus came to us long ago in his birth, and why he lived for those 33 years on earth, sharing with us the gospel of God, that in him we are saved, and in him we live. In the gospel for today's Mass, the angel told St. Joseph to not be afraid. I say this to our seminarians, to our priests, and to each of you. Do not be afraid, for to us has been given a Savior, Emmanuel. God is with us. St. Joseph did as he was commanded. So must we, to live our vocations with humble trust, obedience, and faith. My friends, thank you for every way you support our seminarians, our priests, and me. Your kindnesses, your prayers, your words of encouragement, and if possible, this year, your generosity and the Christmas call to sharing appeal are signs of your love and care for those of us who have been set apart for the gospel of God. May you be blessed with the joy and peace of Christmas, soon to be celebrated in the church. Dear brothers
and I could just add my voice to the bishop's in terms of just how much I love being a priest, how much I love particularly being a priest here at St. Peter. I've been here for a year and 10 months now, it's just been, my heart is very full, especially this time of year. There's just a lot of opportunity to reflect on gratitude and the generosity of the people here, your support, your encouragement, your prayers. I've just absolutely loved my time here so far and hope for many, many more years to come. So thank you for all of that. It's, you know, even at Christmas time, all the cards and the cookies and trying to avoid diabetes right now, but it's that time of year. But again, just a heartfelt thank you for all of that. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. With confidence, let us offer our prayers and petitions to our Heavenly Father.
That the Church may ever provide pastoral care for people on different pilgrimages of faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christmas may bring a lasting peace among nations, especially those involved in conflict, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That people busily preparing for Christmas may still find the God who is with us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That amidst the feasting and exchange of gifts, we will not forget the poor. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the prayers of Our Lady and Saint Joseph may help the faithful departed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and all the petitions in our parish prayer box, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we bring all these prayers and petitions before you. We ask you to hear and answer them as they're in accord with your will. For we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
For the preparation of the gifts, please sing hymn number 700.